League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Nation, what's up, everybody? Frank and I are here with you.
That's why we're here, folks.
Yes, we're all here. Gary, what do you got?
Well, Ben Stiller honey wanted that old thing back. We'll explain.
And joining us again, we have our friends and entertainment journalist Tanner Thompson, as well as Tammy Mack, host of The Business of Being Black with Tammy Mack on Fox Soul. What up, y'all?
What's up? Happy to be here.
Oh, yes, we are. And we're ready for some more dish.
That's right.
And also joining us on the South side of things, we have Grammy-nominated songbird, the lovely, the multi-talented Tamar Braxton back in the building.
Yes, so good to be back here in the ATL with you guys. Hey, Frank, what you got for us?
Well, Idris Elba is shifting his priorities and changing careers. He's planning to lean away from acting work to prioritize his musical pursuits.
That's a damn shame, though. He's a good actor.
Yeah. He said, some may think, well, it'll be the death of your acting if your music's trash. I've dealt with the internal struggle of that over the years, so now I'm at peace and I've chosen. This is what I'm doing, and I'm going to do it. Some will love it, and some will hate it. So,
You know, it's not that big a twist. He's done DJ sets at Coachella, and he DJed for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's royal wedding, which is kind of a big
this
event.
This is different because he's doing patriotic folk music.
He's doing a cover of
"This Land Is Your Land."
Oh, can you act and do music? Can a person do that?
That's gonna be a tough putt for Idris Elba, I gotta say. But if anybody can do it,
I know why he's quitting acting. Because they didn't give him the James Bond role.
Protest.
It's like his way of boycotting.
That's a good,
I like Idris Elba, but he's not Will Smith, right? And Will Smith in the 90s could rap and do movies, and he did it just fine.
Don't discredit Idris Elba. He's kind of dope. He's a great
singer. Oh, you're getting jiggy with it, my man.
Don't come for me right now because I got jiggy with it.
And I'm going to tell you something. If he took his shirt off and sung Hickory Dickory Dock, sign me up, okay?
Oh, love.
Hello.
Okay, here we go. Now, if you thought Idris quitting acting is shocking, listen to this. Guys, Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor have rekindled their marriage after separating nearly 5 years ago.
I didn't know they broke up.
Ben revealed to reporters that their romantic relationship was rekindled during the early days of the pandemic, as it does. Mm-hmm. He moved back into the house to be around his kids during lockdown, and that's when things evolved between the two of them. I'm going to say over a bottle of wine in that first
weekend. Well, I like it because they do have kids, so it's nice. I know you weren't hurt by them breaking up, Tammy, because you didn't know they broke up. But that's
fine. They were together.
That's fine. She doesn't even know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
But listen,
Ben who?
But I like the fact that they got together. Now, here's the real reason I think that they got back together. He had his prostate removed.
Oh.
He got prostate cancer.
Really?
So maybe he's thinking, you know, do I really want to be out in the world without a prostate? When I could be back with my wife, with like, you know.
You start considering your own mortality, your wife gets a lot hotter.
Well, didn't his dad just pass away, Jerry Stiller? So it's like he's might thinking, you know what?
And his mom and dad had been together for years, so maybe he wants that kind of love.
Right.
But Tamar, my question is, do you think an ex should stay an ex and no double dipping?
I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you, Gary. I think remixes are only for records.
Okay? Oh?
Ain't no remix. Let's try this again. It's a no for me. It's done. We're done.
Yes. No new and improved, nothing like that.
No, new and improved with someone else. Amen?
Well, all right, y'all. It's time for...
What the fashion?
Yes, honey. Now, it seems, y'all, that loving hip-hop star Miss April Jones and Taye Dean can't get enough, honey, of CVS fashion, y'all. Now, I guess the lovely couple, honey, wanted to take their style to the next level by rocking matching short sets. And, baby, it's giving beach wear, y'all. Take a look.
Lil D, the material form, it flows when you walk, and hey, it's affordable. CVS, Lil D.
You're better.
Wait a second. They're saying this is from the drugstore?
Yeah. It is.
I've never. I've gone to CVS for my prescription, you know.
I'd rather wear a receipt from CVS.
No, like one of my favorite Infinity scarves came from CVS.
Really?
It was very cold. And it was from the women's section, but it was like unisex kind of.
Yeah.
And I've never been able to find the same one ever again.
So, Gary, are April and Tay making you want to trade in your Balenciagas for CVS? Not quite.
No, ma'am, but let me tell you something, Tammy, that's trickery, honey. And I said this before. Tay Diggs, honey, when he was with Miss Idina Menzel, honey, he wouldn't go no damn CVS, but it's Black History Month, and he got April Jones, and he taking her to CVS. That's no, ma'am. Travolta. What's her name?
I don't know who Idina Menzel is.
What's her name?
That's John Travolta. He messed up her name,
you about to get Tay Diggs in trouble. Who that bitch?
Hillary Duff is clapping back at all the critics who had something to say about her parenting after a video of her 3-year-old daughter, Banks, riding in the backseat of a car without a car seat or her seatbelt not properly over her. Now, Hillary said in an interview, it's not like she was driving down the 405 and then her friend was in the backseat with Banks as she drove a few blocks without a car seat. I have to say, as somebody who grew up in southern Indiana, I was never in seatbelt. I was never in a car seat. Most of the time, my dad put us in the back of a pickup truck and we went to wherever we needed to go, and I survived.
You're still here.
I'm still here. I mean, you guys have kids, Frank. Head crack, Tanner, I don't know that you have any that you know about. None that you know about, right?
Listen, if I don't,
Tamar,
come find me. I wish you would.
I know about I have an 8-year-old son, and I'm just going to say, like, I believe, like, when they are really, really little, you have to put them in, you know, a car seat, especially if you're on the highway, you're going to the store, something like that. But if you're in your subdivision, I don't know if that's completely necessary.
It's necessary,
honey. Is it really?
Yeah, because
if you're going
bump,
four houses down and it's raining outside, y'all, come on, y'all did that before.
A gated community is different. Like Hillary's right,
that's
it might not
I
have
mean.
Been the 405, but is it Ventura Boulevard? Is it another big street? There's context.
I mean, well, look at us. We used to ride on that little middle armrest thing in the car, and
sure
we all
did.
Survived and we made it. These kids are going to be okay.
Yeah, we used to catch whippers, but we survived. But no, honey.
Come on.
Well, speaking of parenting, it's time for a dish debate. And Tamar, this one is inspired by you.
Now, Tamar, you recently went, honey, on live to try to get in contact with your son, honey, Logan, who was with his dad, because you couldn't call his dad because you were blocked. He blocked you, boo.
Mm-hmm, sure did.
And Tamar, you asked a very good question. Is it right for the other parent to block you while they have the child, or should you be able to communicate at all times while co-parenting?
Never block. That's
exactly.
Really cool. You have my child. I need to be in contact with you.
No, I have my child.
Thank you.
On my time.
Yeah, but
that's
I need
right.
to be in contact.
What does that mean, my time?
Stop
I'm the mama.
Me.
It's always my time.
And
I don't know
family.
What you're talking about.
That's
that doesn't sound right. If I can't get a hold of my child, I'm supposed to be able to call his daddy. Okay? And the only reason why I went on Instagram, like, I was not trying to be dramatic. I've changed my evil ways. What happened was my son
nice
is
to know.
Always on my live. Every time I go live, my son pops up on my live. Right?
Okay.
And so I called him on his phone, not his dad's phone. I called him on his phone, and he didn't answer for a few days. Okay? So that's a difference. Mm. Okay? So I decided to go live because I knew that he would pop up on my live. He didn't pop up on my live, so Vince got roasted.
He's at Disneyland having a great time with his dad.
Exactly.
For 2 days, relax.
Like
you call and check
for
in with
two,
your mom.
3 days.
Dad is a parent, too. Y'all women always hire about the dad here, dad be dad. He ain't this handy. When he's trying to spend time with his child, let him spend time with his child, honey. I mean, because that means they rarely get that much time because y'all mamas are so hateful and keep the children.
That's right. That's right, Gary.
Tell us how you really feel, Gary.
And those kids could be with their stepmamas and then y'all interrupted. So, I mean,
oh, you know what?
Okay, now you're really trying to go there.
Gary's just trying to burn
it
down.
I'm getting mad
right now,
and I don't even have kids.
Right,
I'm getting irritated.
You and me both.
Yeah.
New mom's trying to get
that.
To know her
I
new child.
Went,
we're with you, Tamar. With you. I'm standing with you.
Team Tamar.
Team Tamar.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm thirsty, so that means I need a cup of thirst trapping with the stars, and I'll quench my thirst right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, earlier this week, Tom Holland revealed that one of the Spider-Men in No Way Home wore a prosthetic posterior. I'm talking about a fake butt, boys and girls.
Oh.
Now, Tom, Tobey Maguire, and Andrew Garfield are all calling each other out. Maybe not, but to promote the Blu-ray release of the movie, they recreated the OG meme where three Spider-Men are pointing at each other. You guys know this one.
Yeah, right.
And they're trying to figure out which ones are the imposters, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the timing couldn't be better for this.
Absolutely, but as far as the rumor that somebody wore a fake butt, mm-hmm. is that of those three?
Tom Holland, three guys.
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah. Well, none of them have a butt.
I'm going to say Tom Holland's in shape. He can actually do flips and stuff like that, so it's definitely not
it's
him.
It's not him.
It was probably Tobey.
How bad does a Spider-Man movie have to be that you're using fake butts to promote it?
I mean, she's right.
It's not the most forgiving costume. I mean, so I think I would want to stuff maybe something
the
in the front as opposed to stuffing something
I'm Spider.
In the back.
Man,
you don't want to
know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you don't want to know that this is actually the spider part of me. It's just this little
thorax.
We all remember Anthony Edwards from ER. He's also in the new show Inventing Anna. Mm-hmm. Well, he just revealed that he and actress Mare Winningham eloped last year.
Oh.
It was just the two of them plus an old friend who officiated. And wait till you hear why.
All right.
Anthony said, we're too old to throw weddings. According to Google, he's 59 and she's 62. And, all their friends were dead. So why?
Oh, damn. No.
I will say this. I have been to third weddings where she's waiting with her back. And I'm like, okay, don't do a big, long white dress with a train and your dad there for a third wedding.
I think
that's
what these means. It's not that they're too old. It's that they've both been married several times.
By the way, my aunt got married three times. I'm not kidding. Her at her third wedding, she wore a black dress, which seemed like an omen because that one also ended.
That's what might last.
Yeah.
You should have wore black first time.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you still have to buy gifts?
Black, you never go back.
It always comes back. It always comes back to that, really.
All right, it's time for our favorite segment. Yeah. It's
Thursday with the Stars.
All right, first up, we have Hugh Jackman. That's right, Wolverine himself showed off his physique while doing a polar bear plunge. I don't think this is a polar bear plunge.
I don't think it
okay,
is.
Okay, thank you.
No, you have to jump in, into the water so you're completely plunge. Under.
There's got to be ice, and you have to go,
I did the polar bear plunge in Minneapolis with Dish Nation. I was there, and they had to cut a hole in the ice. I jumped in. It was one of the most amazing things. You have to do that once in your life.
Did you feel sexy?
I did not feel sexy. No, not at all.
I saw the video. You weren't.
No.
Well, here, he is strolling into the beaches of Santa Monica.
Yeah, I didn't see snow on the bank or snow off in the distance. He could have been in Bermuda.
It could have been 100 degrees for all we know. Right.
It is a thirst trap. He knows he looks good.
He didn't trap me.
No, he didn't trap Tammy. He didn't get her. There you go.
Okay, up next is former basketball wife star Drea Michele. She dropped these smoking hot pics on IG and said,
"My God,
if happy to be here was a photo." Oh. But that's not all.
Wow.
She followed that up with a tweet saying, "Some of you ladies figured out yesterday that you're all a little bit gay, and that's okay."
Oh. This is a thirst quench.
It is, and guess who's guzzling? I am. More, please.
I have to admit.
You little gay,
I was a little gay, and then for the Heidi, and then I zoomed in on that thing, and I was a lot gay.
I know.
Heidi, as someone who's a lot gay, what is a little gay?
Well,
and I don't mean short.
Well, I've been with you girls, too. I've been with you girls.
Little
gay. A little gay, and I'm like, well, what you doing right now? You kind of seem a lot gay. Just saying.
A lot gay to me.
It's what you're doing is pretty gay.
This part right here is the a lot part.
Exactly.
Are you ready? Hey. Are you ready to go from a little to a lot?
Yeah. Hey, receiving's a little. Giving's a lot.
I heard that it's actually eye contact that makes it a lot. That's what I heard.
Up next, we're getting all up in Tamar Braxton's business and getting to know her a little better. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're back, honey, and now it's time to get all up, honey, and our girl Tamar Braxton's business with a little segment called Get to Know Tamar.
Hi there.
Now, if you're on the show, boo, we got to get, honey, some personal tea, Tamar. So, honey, we're going to ask you a couple of juicy little questions, okay?
No, not
you ready.
No,
you ready?
Not ready at all.
Ready? Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, Tamar, I'm okay. So happy to talk to you, girl. You've been open about finding love again. So what's your type of man, and would you be open to having a reality show to help you find a man, like for the love of Tamar? And what I really want to know is, have any celebrities been trying to holler?
You know, my DMs has been Desert Storm. You know what that is?
What?
Completely dry.
Oh.
It's not fair. I think people really like associate me with being married or being in a relationship, but I'm definitely not. I don't know for sure if I'm looking, but I might do a reality show looking for love, because I think I can get any help that I can get at this moment.
Oh, okay. Right. We can't wait to watch it. All right.
All right, Tamar, we've got to get a little bit more nosy. One of my favorite things is when a celebrity has an embarrassing celebrity encounter. And so what is your most embarrassing celebrity encounter?
Oh, baby, I have a bunch. Well, my first, I think the one that I remember the most is my celebrity encounter with Mariah Carey. She's my idol.
Ooh. Oh.
Yes. And she used to be my next door neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I went to her house for a party, and I could not speak to her. It was the most, yes. I know I came across very, very rude. Like, she was talking to me, and I was just like...
Wow. But Tamar, and out of all the Braxton sisters, honey, who's the best singer besides you?
Oh, well, besides me. Oh, besides,
yeah.
I have to say a cross between, I know everybody's going to want me to say Tony, and everybody loves her, we respect her, but I'm going to leave her out of this one because it's not fair.
Okay.
I'm going to say my sister Tracy. I enjoy her voice. I enjoy her song Last Call. I mean, it's a quote in the song. She goes, "Why is it so different when it comes to me? Okay, I'm here for it. Okay. Why is it so different when it comes to me?"
Well, yeah. That is a shock. I had no idea you was going to say Tracy.
Yeah.
Now we tapping in. Now, Tamar, fans want to know about new music, appearances, projects you got going on. What can we expect from you in 2022?
Well, Tamar expects the harassment to stop. I'm in the booth. I'm recording an album. Get off of me. I'm not going to do you like that. But there's definitely some amazing music that's coming out this year. I'm so excited about it. And Tamar, y'all, is on y'all TV screen, but not how you think. It's not just a reality show. She is doing a scripted show. Hello.
Oh, nice.
Yes! Ooh. And it's called Kingdom Business, and it's on BET Plus, and I'm so excited about it. It's so good. It's like the church version to like Empire. Amazing.
Oh.
That means it's gonna be messier, because you know church people, man,
so
giving up
good.
The goods.
It's
hallelujah!
Yes!
Well, we're going to bless that right there. So there you have it. All
Amen.
The Tio and Tamar. And coming up, we got another edition of Dish Is It. And it's getting a teenager super paid. We're going to get into that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's our last story of the day, so...
Dish is it!
All right, one mom is being praised for making her son an offer he couldn't refuse. So when Lorna Clefsaus saw how much social media was affecting her daughter, she offered her then 12-year-old son a whooping $1,800 to stay completely off of social media until he turned 18. And guess what? The now very wise 18-year-old is cashing a big, fat $1,800 check.
Good for him!
He did it.
Did he do it?
Well,
because kids these days, they'll go, yeah, I'm off of it. But now he has Clefsaus 6969 someplace else that mother has no idea about. Snappy chat 69 Clefsaus. It's like, wait a second.
Yeah, but now that he's 18, he can get on the internet straight to porn. And he's got $1,800 to spend on OnlyFans. Mom, what were you thinking?
Exactly. I mean, just think what he can get.
Thinking?
He's got the VIP Pornhub subscription. It's perfect.
Oh, he's been starred for a long time.
Terrible mother. Tammy, as the host of Being the Business of Being Black with Tammy Mack on Fox Soul, is it a good business proposition overall?
Well, I would say any form of reparations is a good thing.
And that's the business of being black with Tammy Mack.
Biz
there
right there.
It is. Catch me every day, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on FoxSoul.tv or the Fox Soul YouTube channel.
I tried to get the show Business of Being White, but they said that's not a great idea. That's not.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.